Mein Name ist Anne Jänichen.
My name is Anne Jänichen. I'm a museum assistant in the Albertinum with duties as a warder in the galleries, a visitor manager, and on the ticketing desk. We are the first port of call when visitors have questions about the museum, special exhibitions or events. Naturally, we keep an eye on security-related issues, not just to protect the artworks, but also to ensure all our guests can enjoy a pleasant visit to the museum.
Ich heiße Michael Ensel.
I'm Michael Ensel, and mostly work in the museum as a visitor manager or on the ticket desk. Of course, I also work as a warder in the galleries. We've both been working here for a good 12 years now. From that perspective, I'd also like to invite all our visitors not to hesitate to ask us if they have any questions or need to know some particular information. We're always here for them.
Anne Jänichen and Michael Ensel enjoy working in the Albertinum, as is immediately clear when they talk about the atmosphere here and the artworks that mean a lot to them.
Das Haus strahlt eine große Offenheit aus.
The Albertinum has an amazing openness, something you also sense when you're in the museum. In other words, this is somehow a vibrant living place and a space for encounters. There are some works I really like, for instance, Caspar David Friedrich's paintings, especially because of his profound sensitivity in painting the scenes. I think contemporary positions, such as Gerhard Richter, are very interesting as well. And Michael Ensel?
Da muss ich definitiv Otto Dix nennen.
I'd certainly want to mention Otto Dix, especially his war triptych. Of course, you'd hope a work like that would cease to be topical at some point, but unfortunately that's not the case. He also painted other works which touch me, for example, Sehnsucht, Longing. In terms of space, I think the atmosphere in the Klinger Hall, with its interplay of sculptures and paintings, is especially successful. And there's another work I could mention, Kehinde Wiley, in the Mosaic Hall. Those are points where a modern position interrupts a purely chronological narrative.
The major refurbishment in 2010 created a very special space, the covered atrium. For Anne Jänichen, this is a wonderful place of encounters and intercultural exchange. And her colleague adds,
da ich auch häufig als Besuchermanager tätig bin,
as I'm often working as a visitor manager, the atrium is my natural habitat. And yes, it's simply wonderful, since in one place you find people at the ABC desks from very different countries learning German, and then there's a family playing table tennis directly next to them. And other people are sitting with their children on the Demos installation and reading.
Demos is a modular installation by the artist Andreas Angelidakis, and it can be rebuilt by visitors just as they like.
I could maybe give you an example of that. A young boy from a school class that visited recently. After the museum's educational session was over, the children knew they could rebuild the Demos modules again. So they went to it with quite a burst of energy, and at some point the young boy stood there and said to me, "Do you know any museum where you can do something like this?" And so I said, "Recommend us to others." Later, he came back and said, "I'm sure going to recommend the museum to others."
Ich empfehle das weiter.